I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're doing math at home, Chicago Bears lost to the Arizona Cardinals 29-9. Washington beat the Arizona Cardinals 42-14. That's on top of the head-to-head victory Washington had against the Bears. So if you need that information, use it as you wish. Joining us now is our friend, Mr. Mark Rippon. Rip, what's up, dude? How are you?
JP, Mitch, good morning. How's it going there? Well, it's afternoon. You're where you're at, isn't it?
It's good, man. It's a weird time of the year, Mark. It's going to start getting dark around 5 o'clock, and I don't like this time of the year, bro.
Because you can't play golf.
Yeah. Can't play golf, and I get tired real quick when it gets dark.
Yeah, you can't sneak out and get 9 holes in after work, can you?
Nope.
Hey, Rip, this team is 7-2, and some of these numbers they're piling up are starting to get back to when this team was really, really good. When you were playing, winning Super Bowls, B was playing. What do you make of Washington's start this season? How much have you been enjoying watching it?
Well, I didn't get to see him this week. Obviously, you know, the week before that, the Hail Mary was talked about throughout the world, never mind just here in Washington. But when you look at what they're doing, and you know, speak specifically on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, they're first in the NFL. I mean, they average 42 yards per possession. That's incredible. That means they're keeping their defense fresh. They're doing things. Jaden's playing at an unbelievable efficiency. And to do it this past week, you know, without his two main guns, Zach Ertz and Terry McLaurin, they caught 3 balls. I mean, 2 big balls for Terry for touchdowns were incredible. But, you know, they're doing it with other guys. Ryan Robinson was hurt. Chris Rodriguez came in and did an incredible job spelling him. We all know the versatility of Austin Eckler and what he means to this team. And so I think there's just a great chemistry that they have on the offensive side. And it's actually doing some wonders for the defense, too. It's keeping them fresh. And I think the defense is playing at a very high level now, along with the offense. And obviously special teams has been one of their strengths, you know, over the years. And so it's been fun to watch and to do it. You know, Noah Brown got in the mix, a local kid there. Olamide Zaccheaus got a couple big catches, you know. And so they're doing it with players that you maybe think weren't going to be a big part of this team this year are filling in roles and making plays and doing things kind of like, you know, when we had guys go down, we had others to come in and ready to play. And that's what you want in a football team.
I think so. The efficiency that they're playing with, being able to run the ball and pass the ball, it keeps the defense completely off balance.
100%, Mitch. And that's what was our main strength, was being able to run the football. And doing so, you're getting safeties up on the line of scrimmage and making big plays in the passing game. And, you know, Jaden would prefer to sit back in the pocket and make throws. But, you know, he's also incredibly gifted escapability and making plays with his legs, too. And it's just been fun to watch him play. I mean, and anyone that knows anything about football can see the level of command that he has, the maturity that he has for such a young guy. I mean, I wish I had those goggles or whatever that I could have seen things differently, you know, that he's used. And just playing an amazing level and fun to watch.
Now, obviously, he is a part of the run game, which kind of makes it a little different. But, like, when you were playing quarterback and you knew how effective the offensive line and the run game were for your offense, how much does that free you up as a passer and just as a cog in the machine?
I just think it, teams have a difficulty game planning this Commanders team as they did with us. I mean, we're fortunate, and Brian will tell you, we had an extra 5 seconds on the play clock. So, you know, we could do shifts and jumps and motions and all these pops and all the things that we did. And what it enabled defenses to basically do is go very generic. And I think that's kind of what you have to do, because you're fearful of bringing the house and playing zero coverage against this team, because you know that Terry. He's going to go up and against anyone and make a play. And and also Zach Ertz. And I mean, you got guys that are the playmakers now that are, you got to be very, very generic. And being generic, it gives you an opportunity to run the ball. So you're not putting a lot of guys in the box. You're not coming up there, creeping up the line of scrimmage and bringing the house, you know. So you got to be able to be very, you know, game plan this team and also keep, you know, Jaden in the pocket. But it doesn't matter. I mean, he's in the pocket. He's just as good, if not better, than anyone in the league right now from there.
You know, I always felt like when you can go out there and you make people have to worry about you, I don't care if it's offense or defense, if people are reacting to what you're doing, you got the advantage. And I think their offense right now has a full advantage over all these other defenses.
Not only reacting, I think they're dictating you know, what they're – yeah, and I think that's the key element, Mitch. And so it's been fun to watch. I mean, gosh, I mean, the team's punted maybe 10% of their drives throughout the year, which is incredible. I mean, Trey – and we've got one of the best kickers in football, but, you know, let's not use them if we don't have to. So why not? And so it's been pretty cool. I know that you know, that environment there has changed. You know, you can see the excitement and Josh at the end of the game, knowing that Dan's from up in the Jersey area, giving him a game ball and just the reaction by the players. They can see that, you know, they got a core of guys and that are leading this team that they feel great about. And then the guys on the field doing what they're doing and getting more comfortable with each other each and every day just makes a world of difference in that city. And you can see the enthusiasm, I think, in the city at the, people didn't leave the game last week because they know what this is. They're not going to leave the games anymore with what this young kid can do. I mean, that was in and itself one of the neatest things when they that Hail Mary was, brought this team maybe even closer. The excitement that they had was real. You know, the fan base is starting to come back, and Josh and his group are leading that that charge, and it's just it's good to see that.
Did you ever hit a Hail Mary in your playing career?
Nope, never did. I'm trying to think even back in college. I did once in high school, but I think it was basically I scrambled and people, for one, they didn't even know I could get outside the pocket. And threw one down. A guy was way down far enough where I think the defender said he's not going to be able to throw it that far, and I did. But, it's pretty surreal. I think it's definitely what he did to enable that throw is he bought time, and you know, even Jim Nance and Tony Romo were like, oh, he's way back. He's buying more time. Oh, he's stepping into it. You know, he just kind of said that something was going to happen. And obviously, you know, the best part of that, unfortunately for that poor kid, was he was taunting the fan was the one that actually tipped the ball to Noah, which. I mean, I feel bad for the kid because he's a good football player, but you got to be in the moment each time, and that'll be a learning lesson for him, and also for our guys to know that, hey, we can do that too. You know, we got guys that go up there, tip it, and get it to us in a crucial situation.
13 seconds he scrambled around before he let that ball go.
That's crazy.
That's just the athleticism he has, and, you know, other thing, too, is I think, there's going to be a lot of teams now that are going to send probably six in that situation next time. And so you got to be able to do some hook and ladders because they're not going to let him do that and give you at least a chance to throw it that far. You know, you throw a blitz break off and guys will tackle you and that's it. I mean, but you bring more than you can block. They're probably going to get to him, but not, you never know with this guy. He's capable and he's so fun to watch. And he's just a nice kid too. And very, very, very grateful for the guys around him and the opportunity.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. I don't know, talking with Mark Rypien, Super Bowl MVP, of course, back with the Redskins. Mark, have you gotten a chance to like chat or get to know Jaden at all? I know you're on the other side of the country, but I also know you're back frequently and times are, you know, I'm sure your times are always limited, but I was just curious if you guys have sat down at all.
I got to go through walkthrough 3 weeks ago, and we were there for the alumni week, and got to say hi. You know, it was just kind of nice to, you know, I didn't get an opportunity to pick his brain because he obviously knows more about football than I do at this point in time. But I just would love to, you know, have a chance to not sit down with him just to, you know, to tell him, hey, I just think, one, I'm proud of you for, you know, for the values you bring to this organization. Two, I think your mindset and what you're doing physically on the football field far exceed anything that people are doing now, and just really, truly just proud of, who you are and what you're doing, and continue doing what you're doing. I don't want you to change anything in any way, and I don't think you will, because he's got a very great mindset and expectations of him individually and then the group collectively that it's just great to see come to fruition.
Yeah, Mark, he's very even keel like I was as a rookie, right?
Oh, Mitch, I tell you what. I don't think there's anyone as even keel as you. Let's put it this way. There's no one like you, bitch.
That, I think the latter statement was definitely true. I don't know about the earlier one. Talking with Mark Rippon, in the 1991 season, he threw 28 touchdowns before being named Super Bowl MVP in the Redskins' triumph over the Buffalo Bills in Minneapolis. Mark, as you watch kind of this Commanders team now, what do you think of their offense? What do you think of what Cliff Kingsbury is dialing up and how well it's all going?
Well, I think it's just an incredible belief that they have in Cliff, what he's doing, utilizing different packages, whether it's Austin Ekeler or Brian Robinson or Rodriguez or Jeremy McNichol, and two tights, three wides, four wides. Everything they're doing is they're believing in what they're doing, and that's the mindset you have to have. And I can recall just going out there on a Wednesday, Mitch, we used to have those Wednesday walkthroughs that put a game plan in, and how efficient, our guys up front were with all the packages and all the different things we had. And you're only as good as the guys up front, and I think that's one of the things that we've just got to keep knocking on wood, that our guys stay healthy up front there. They're doing a heck of a job. I think that is where the game is won and lost. Obviously, you have to have skilled players make plays, but and a great quarterback to when things do break down, that is making plays. So, but when you look at it, they're really buying into what Cliff is bringing to the table. I think he's a great offensive mind. There's several of them in the league. The guy at Detroit's another one, and the guy in Minnesota's another one. There's just so many of those guys that, you get your players to believe in what they're doing, good things can happen, and you're seeing great things happen and people buying into it and doing it on a weekly basis. And there's no one doing it better in the game right now than the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. They are number one in efficiency and drives and 42 yards every time they touch
That's crazy, dude.
Doggone good.
It's crazy. And they're getting contributions from all over the roster, and in some ways that does remind me of the way Joe Gibbs kind of coached his teams. You had studs in Art and Gary and Ricky, but everybody contributed. I think to your 91 team were Ernest and Gerald and Brian. It's when you have the ability offensively to spread it around like that, what does that do for a QB in the pocket, under pressure, knowing, all right, I got to go somewhere with this thing?
Well, he knows right away that, they're doubling up on Terry. They're going to probably, bring someone, a nickel back on Zach. So there's got to be other guys that are stepping up, and they are having other guys step up and make plays. And it's just, you can't just force a ball into Terry all the time. I mean, he's such a great talent. And he understands that, hey, you got to go elsewhere. He's not going to get probably as many targets until you start making plays elsewhere. Then when you start doing that and freeing him up, oh my goodness, the sky's the limit. And it's pretty incredible. And I just, I just think let's talk also defensively. I mean, they got Bobby Wagner that came over and is kind of the leader there and doing a heck of a job. Jeremy Chinn is kind of like the Hamilton up in Baltimore, but he's doing, making tackles and making plays and then, key sacks, Dante Fowler making a couple of huge sacks, when they matter. So it's, it also is contagious.
Yeah.
And I think the defense, who struggled a little bit in the early part of the season, is now playing at a very, very high level. And you put all those factors together. I mean, this is and stay healthy. You know, Mitch, you know, you understand that. It's, you got to stay healthy. You get key injury somewhere, and you know, people are going to, you know, take advantage of that. So you got to stay healthy. And if they do that, I mean, wow, it's going to be a fun. It is. It has been a fun year. Yeah, let's keep it going. Why not, right?
Totally. And, it's really important that you mention the defense, because there have been times where the defense has bailed the offense out. And when you talk about just how much fun it's been, it feels so different, I think. And I think that's one thing fans enjoy the most. Talking with Mark Rippon here, Redskins legend. Rip, I'm curious just if, because he spent so much time in Seattle and that's your neck of the woods, did you know Dan Quinn at all? I don't know if your paths would cross or what, but
I didn't. But I've a couple times we had some appearances here, and Richard Sherman and Bobby Wagner came to Spokane and got a chance to pal around with them for a couple nights. And wonderful guy. I think he's got great ethics, and his work ethics and his values of the team are insurmountable. So I think it's pretty good. But you know, we talked about, you know, Dan building that Legion of Boom back in the day, and the success that he had there and in Dallas and you know, even in Atlanta at different times. So he's definitely got an aura about him that I think, you know, you could see why Josh picked him to be the guy. You know, mm-hmm. He really, really is committed to, you know, what he's doing from a coaching standpoint, off the field, and the family standpoint, and also He's a huge military guy. He's taken his guys, you know, overseas before, and he just finds that camaraderie with players and doing things and building an environment there that I think has been contagious, and it you could see it week in and week out.
Yeah, he had the Navy SEALs come to him during pre-training camp, and you can look at some of the situations these guys have been put in. I'm sure that mental health work helped them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's different. Jerry Glanville taking his guys to the, you know, the team of the Mistletoe and what he did when he was in Atlanta. But Dan does it in a very private, very, group-oriented, our guys type philosophy, and it seems to work.
It's crazy, man. There's a very legitimate chance at this point that Washington would play Detroit in the NFC Championship game. Does that give either of you two some nostalgia?
Well, I hope it's in Washington, and I hope it happens the same way.
Yeah, it doesn't give Detroit a lot of nostalgia, I promise you. No.
I mean, they'll have a little chip on their shoulder for sure, but wouldn't that be an irony situation, and probably good for the league too? You know, I have two teams that, one that's been up and coming the last two or three years, and then us, you know, to kind of have this resurrection and be on the right path to the days that we were fortunate enough to be a part of, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rip, I don't want to hold you up. I'm sure that tee time is getting closer and closer.
Oh, he's probably in the turn.
32 degrees and rain in Spokane is not quite the tee time.
Not today.
Out to Arizona, so I'm going to be there this weekend, so it should be fun.
Okay.
All right, Mark. Man, thank you, bro.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate it.
All right. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, and HTTC.
There you go. See, when you get Mark Rippon dropping HTTC, people are into the winning.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's about. I keep saying it.
Totally. You've been
the Washington Pink Tulips. You're going to be wearing a pink hat.
You've been dead on about that. One thing that has broken the right way for me is, remember a couple weeks ago I was telling you about how my dishwasher was all jacked up? Mm. Well, I called Better Appliance. They're based in Kensington, Maryland, right around the corner from my house. They came over the next day, tried to fix it. The guy's like, look, you probably need a new one, but we might as well try to fix it first, save you a little cash. The fix didn't hold. The next day after that, they brought a new one over, installed it. The whole process took like 45 minutes. Working with them has been great for me and my family. The new dishwasher, silent. The old one sounded like a damn tank rolling down the street. I have been really encouraged by working with Better Appliance. Check them out, BETTAR. They're a family-owned small business serving Metro DC since 1945. That's 70 years of service on appliance repairs and sales. They'll go above and beyond to help you with almost anything you need, just like they did my family. The first time they came over was like 7 o'clock at night. It wasn't exactly business hours. But the guy knew what he was doing, and I've really enjoyed my experience. BETTAR, Better Appliance, Better Get Better, Better Appliance.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Appliance.com. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I've been talking a lot about the Commanders.
Yeah.
7-2 going into a huge game with the Steelers coming off a bye, I will point out.
Yeah.
Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'm pretty sure at this point it's just locked into Sunday at 1 o'clock. I think if they were going to flex it, it would come out last week. I'll look to confirm that. Getting a lot of tweets, a lot of excitement. Brandon Coleman was fantastic yesterday, and he did it with a broken finger that got pushed back into place in during the game by his teammate.
I don't know if I would trust any one of y'all to do anything medical today.
Did you ever have to pop one of yours in and out like that?
Nah.
Mm-mm. You really were blessed.
Very much.
Wasn't your only major injury like sophomore year of high school or something?
No, I was in the seventh grade when I broke my kneecap.
Yeah.
Playing touch football.
That's crazy. That's how'd you do it?
I got pushed down and hit this rock. It stuck through my thing and separated a piece of my kneecap.
Oof.
But I didn't even know this kneecap was separated. I pulled a rock out, stopped the bleeding, kept playing ball. Yeah. Running in upward bound right before, what was it, 10th grade. And my knee locked up. So I called my mom. She had to come pick me up, took me to the doctor. And he's like, when does this happen? They had like a little scar. I told him, he said, well, your kneecap healed. The piece that separated healed at the bottom part. And it got caught with the bone right there. And they had to cut a piece of it out.
Oof. I did want to just
kind of tell. Wasn't that bad, though, Jay? It was just all right.
It sounded like it hurts. I did want to go around the NFL a little bit. I'm just seeing this from Jonathan Jones from CBS. So the Raiders hired their O coordinator and a couple other people on their offensive staff. Old friend Scott Turner, leading candidate to become the play caller out there.
Oh.
And they're saying, you ready for this one, B? They might bring in Norv to help.
I was about to say that.
I mean, Norv's a hell of an offensive mind, man.
He is that. I got to give that to him.
So, I don't know. That'll be interesting to see. As you go further around the league.
If I am a coach and I got an offensive coordinator with his daddy coming in, I'd be worried.
Pierce doesn't seem the kind of guy to worry.
Okay.
But. I mean, honestly, I think if you're Antonio Pierce, you should probably be worried anyway. That team's bad. I kind of think they're, whether they knew it or not, they were kind of set up to be bad. I just am not sure how much talent they had, specifically on the offensive side of the ball. But there's a lot of bad teams.
There's a lot of bad football going on around the league, and it has a lot to do with, there's also bad coaching.
Bad coaching.
Yes.
Practice rules, like what these teams. It was really interesting. I think it was, I'm trying to remember what offensive lineman was kind of saying this, but how difficult it is to build out your run game plans because you generally don't get to practice the run.
Well, I asked this question. What the hell are the Ravens doing there? They got a run game. What are they doing that everybody else not doing? So I would think that if you're not pushing it to the brink, then you're not trying to win on a consistent basis.
I mean, Washington has a run game.
They have a damn good run game. And they're pushing it way more than they were pushing it before.
Right. If you look yesterday, favorites covered in, I mean, hell, I think you can go back, Atlanta, Baltimore, Buffalo might not have covered. I don't know what that spread was. Bengals covered. The Chargers covered on the road. The Skins covered on the road. I don't know what the hell the line was, Titans, Patriots. Then you go Cardinals covered, Eagles covered. Maybe the Eagles didn't cover. I don't know what that line finished at. Detroit covered on the road.
The Eagles won, what, 20?
28-23 was the final.
And it was 5.5?
So then it didn't go. But the favorites kind of won out. Did you watch last night at all?
Some.
Sam Darnold had 3 picks.
That was a long day, bro. Yeah, Sam Darnold, he's resorting back.
He had 2 picks and a fumble.
Yeah, he's resorting back to who he really is.
They still move the ball pretty well. He's smart enough just to go to Jefferson. I just don't know what that Vikings team is. The way they play defense, though, and the way Brian Flores dials that up, it is at least difficult to watch and deal with. One team I think we might not be talking about enough, Brian.
Who's that?
I think Atlanta's pretty good. They can move the ball, man. They're now 6-3, first in the NFC South. Kirk's got that offense humming. You got serious weapons in Bijan, Kyle Pitts, Drake London. That's something worth watching.
Yeah, I'm with it. But the Saints, they were lining. What was they play yesterday? No, they lost to the
Saints. Pass. Lost to Carolina.
Yeah, that's not good.
What do you think Miami wants to do here?
I think they're a little confused. They want to try and go all out with Tua, but then they're also scared to allow him to do too much.
Tua was really good yesterday, 25 of 28, 230, two touchdowns. He ran it a couple times, and I think the whole stadium was super nervous.
That's what I'm saying. I would not want to be playing a game where I am overly concerned about what can happen, what could transpire.
I wonder on a broader scale for the Dolphins if it's like we have approached this situation on this speed. Like we're going to build a track team and just see if we can outrun everybody. And at some point you have to.
Eventually you got to out-physical everybody.
You got to like identify what it is you're doing and if it's working or not for the long haul and change something.
It is still football, people. It's a physical game. And if you think you're going to just outrun everybody, that ain't going to happen. Because if they're more physical than you, you might outrun them, but can you stop them? You know what I mean? That question should be popping up in everybody's head.
What do you think of the Saints firing their coach at this point?
I'm surprised it took that long.
I just don't understand what the point of it is. But
I mean, you got to do something eventually. Was you going to just hold on to him forever?
No. Maybe you want to give somebody else on the roster a shot.
Why? They've been there the whole time.
Why else you firing him then?
Because I'm going to get rid of him and the whole culture we have there.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to change the.
They ain't going to change it this year, but you get a jump on next year.
I guess.
So, these dudes are, well, that's a young lady who runs the team now and down there. So, but they are, when you got that much money, sometimes you're not concerned about the stuff that we as regular people are concerned about. They're like, look, I don't want you coaching my team no more because you make it look bad.
All right. There are a bunch of, there's no more one win teams, but there's a lot of 2-win teams through 9 weeks. Tell me who's the worst, B.
Of the 2-win teams?
Yeah, I'm going to give them all to you. Dolphins, Browns, Jaguars, Raiders, Patriots, Panthers, Saints, Giants.
You got to be between the Panthers, the Saints, and the Jaguars.
I think the Raiders could give you a run for your money. And the Patriots.
Hey, man. Jaguars are really bad.
The Titans.
The Raiders didn't give a quarterback $60 million, though, did they?
No.
The Jaguars did. That's why I'm looking at them as the worst.
Dude, the NFC, I think the NFC is pretty top-heavy. I think Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Texans, Steelers are real AFC, Super Bowl contenders. AFC, yeah, sorry. The AFC is really top-heavy. I think Chiefs, tell me if you disagree, Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Texans, Ravens could all win the Super Bowl. Those are legit Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
The rest of this is somewhere between and absolute dreck. The bottom two playoff teams right now would be the Chargers and the Broncos. I think the Broncos are total fool's gold with a little bit of decent defense. I think the Chargers are well coached, but probably a year away from mattering.
Broncos wasn't very much the defense yesterday.
No. The Ravens are really good at exposing frauds, and they did that yesterday. Colts, Bengals, Jets, Titans, Dolphins, Browns, Jags, Raiders, Pats. I mean, that's.
I forgot the Patriots in that, too. The Patriots were rather bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, half of the AFC has 3 wins or fewer. That's bad.
I mean, they're losing to a lot of NFC teams.
I don't know in the NFC? Who's a legit Super Bowl contender in the NFC? Detroit?
Detroit, for sure.
Is Washington?
I mean, Washington, maybe. Because, I mean, we can, at this point now, we can't say that it's just it's a fluke.
Lions, Commanders, Falcons, Vikings, Eagles, Packers?
I go with that.
Vikes are 6-2. Yeah. But I think the longer the body of work goes, watching Darnold run that offense, the harder it gets to really buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers, I'm curious, you know, they got trounced by the Lions, but Jordan Love's health, I think, has clearly been a factor. Maybe he's able to get healthy down the stretch here. The Packers haven't had their bye week yet either. You still have the Niners looming. Mm. Niners are 4-4, had a bye this week. Do you buy a Niners second half run?
The Niners are loaded with talent, but they have a lot of injuries. And let's be real now. We got to start having a conversation about Christian, too. He got hurt week one.
He hasn't played all year.
He hasn't played yet. But people keep talking about when he's healthy. Hell, he ain't been healthy for 9 weeks now.
Bro, not only has he not been healthy, but he's been going to Germany for, like, secret plasma
treatment. That's my whole thing now. When someone goes to Germany, does he know everything he's taking is going to be legal?
I don't know, but clearly you're desperate at that point.
Hmm.
It's going to be very interesting, that NFC West, because there's a lot up for grabs still. Nobody's pulled away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's exciting to be in Washington.
I love it.
All right, nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets when we return.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Cap off NFL Week 9 with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. We have the Buccaneers going to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. And we go Patrick Mahomes over 1.5 passing TDs. Travis Kelce over receiving yards. And how about Cade Otton, anytime touchdown? Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shout out to open enrollment. If anybody's out there, you better get your open enrollment.
Get your insurance.
What about you, Jeff? You get that all squared away? Then you have some questions? You talk to the people?
I'm working on mine. I'm about to sign up for it.
About you, Landini? You all squared away?
Sure.
You enrolled? I think it's like November 15th. I remember one year, many, many years ago, at a different employer, I like didn't do it on time. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Or you know what I think I did? I feel like I didn't call them soon enough when I had a baby. I didn't know like having
That's what it was. I remember.
Having a baby would have like a time limit on it.
You need to let them know early enough, dog.
Let them know. Toby Altizer's here doing updates. You doing overtime tonight, Tobo?
Yes, sir. Got an hour sprint overtime.
Very cool. What'd you think of the Commanders yesterday?
Yeah, it's funny.
He liked it so much he came in here full of Hokies gear.
That is. You are rocking a lot of Hokies.
Well, I'm working Hokies hoops tonight. So opener.
That's what it is.
Who they got? Terps got Manhattan.
Hokies got Delaware State. So.
Okay.
Hopefully a win.
Hold on, let's do who's the coach of Virginia Tech right now? The white dude, Mike Jones?
Mike Young,
okay.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Where's Seth Greenberg?
Frank Beamer.
Seth Greenberg's working with ESPN. Isn't he?
Who's the next dude with the shaved head? Buzz.
Buzz Williams. I think he's at Texas A&M.
Buzz cut.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you think of the Commanders?
Yeah, it's funny. Yesterday, just watching the game, I never felt like the Commanders are going to lose that game. And I haven't felt that way about this team in a long, long time, where even when the Giants would cut it to a single score or they felt like they were in striking distance or the momentum slightly shifted, it was still like they're still in control. I'd like to see the defense play a little bit better down the stretch. You know, it's two straight weeks where they played fairly well, you felt like, and then down the stretch they gave up some points late. But either way, it still felt like they were in control of that football game. And, I mean, I've never experienced this in my life, but truly when you have the quarterback and you have confidence in the quarterback, you just feel like you got a shot and you're going to win just every single time out.
I couldn't agree more. Speaking of quarterbacks, we got breaking news on the Fan. Looks like Dak Prescott might be done for the year.
What's wrong with him?
From Ian Rappaport, Dak Prescott's hamstring injury was worse than initially feared. He is expected to miss multiple weeks. In fact, this is not looking like a short-term injury. Cooper Rush is the team's backup.
Well, he basically said how good they are yesterday on the sideline.
Yeah.
He said how good they are.
And he's got a – what do you get? 200 million reasons to not push it? That means Washington at least gets a Dakless Cowboys team in 3 weeks here in Washington. It's not going well for the Cowboys, Lamphill. It also didn't go well for me this weekend. Let's get to Heard It Here first. Jeffrey?
I'm taking the Bucks plus 9.5 tonight.
Wow. Very unlike you to take a dog, Jeff.
Man, they got too much money on the Chiefs on the money line. They haven't been having they've been having some sloppy games. They've been figuring out how to win it, but they haven't really been blowouts. So I think the Bucks could stick around.
I am glad that Jeff just blew right through the weekend parlay, so we don't have to discuss what happened. What do you got tonight?
JP, the reason we didn't make our money.
Correct.
Yeah, I was trying.
He took the damn Bears.
Yeah, you
correct.
All these Bears haters, you keep taking them fools?
Correct.
Don't do that again.
I'm not ducking anything. I'm taking it. I'm taking it right on the chin.
Next time you go catch it on the chin.
Landy, what do you got?
I'm taking Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown.
Shout out to open enrollment. If anybody's out there, you better get your open enrollment.
Get your insurance.
What about you, Jeff? You get that all squared away? Then you have some questions? You talk to the people?
I'm working on mine. I'm about to sign up for it.
About you, Landini? You all squared away?
Sure.
You're enrolled? I think it's like November 15th. I remember one year, many, many years ago at a different employer, I like didn't do it on time. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Or you know what I think I did? I feel like I didn't call them soon enough when I had a baby. I didn't know like having
That's what it was. I remember.
Having a baby would have like a time limit on it.
You need to let them know early enough, dog.
Let them know. Toby Altizer's here doing updates. You doing overtime tonight, Tobo?
Yes, sir. Got an hour sprint overtime.
Very cool. What'd you think of the Commanders yesterday?
Yeah, it's funny.
He liked it so much he came in here full of Hokies gear.
That is. You are rocking a lot of Hokies.
Well, I'm working Hokies hoops tonight. So opener.
That's what it is.
Who they got? Terps got Manhattan.
Hokies got Delaware State. So
okay.
Hopefully a win.
Hold on. Let's do who's the coach of Virginia Tech right now? The Mike Jones?
Mike Young.
Mike Young. Okay.
Yeah. He's a good coach.
Where's Seth Greenberg?
Frank Beamer.
Seth Greenberg's working with ESPN. Isn't he?
Who's the next dude with the shaved head? Buzz.
Buzz Williams. I think he's at Texas A&M.
Buzz Cut.
Buzz Cut.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you think of the Commanders?
Yeah, it's funny. Yesterday, just watching the game, I never felt like the Commanders are going to lose that game. And I haven't felt that way about this team in a long, long time, where even when the Giants would cut it to a single score or they felt like they were in striking distance or the momentum slightly shifted, it was still like they're still in control. I'd like to see the defense play a little bit better down the stretch. You know, it's two straight weeks where they played fairly well, you felt like, and then down the stretch they gave up some points late. But either way, it still felt like they were in control of that football game. And, I mean, I've never experienced this in my life, but truly when you have the quarterback and you have confidence in the quarterback, you just feel like you got a shot and you're going to win just every single time out.
I couldn't agree more. Speaking of quarterbacks, we got breaking news on the Fan. Looks like Dak Prescott might be done for the year.
What's wrong with him?
From Ian Rappaport, Dak Prescott's hamstring injury was worse than initially feared. He is expected to miss multiple weeks. In fact, this is not looking like a short-term injury. Cooper Rush is the team's backup.
Well, he basically said how good they are yesterday on the sideline.
Yeah.
He said how good they are.
And he's got what do you get? 200 million reasons to not push it? That means Washington at least gets a Dakless Cowboys team in 3 weeks here in Washington. It's not going well for the Cowboys, Lamphill. It also didn't go well for me this weekend. Let's get to Heard It Here first. Jeffrey?
I'm taking the Bucks +9.5 tonight.
Wow. Very unlike you to take a dog, Jeff.
Man, they got too much money on the Chiefs on the money line. They've been having some sloppy games. They've been figuring out how to win it, but they haven't really been blowouts. So I think the Bucks could stick around.
I am glad that Jeff just blew right through the weekend parlay, so we don't have to discuss what happened. What do you got tonight?
JP, the reason we didn't make our money.
Correct.
Yeah, I was trying.
He took the damn Bears.
Yeah, you
correct.
All these Bears haters, you keep taking them fools?
Correct.
Don't do that again.
I'm not ducking anything. I'm taking it. I'm taking it right on the chin.
Next time you go catch it on the chin.
Landy, what do you got?
I'm taking Kareem Hunt anytime touchdown.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.